And we're now at 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 74 degrees here in central Minnesota. We've just about reached our expected high. We're looking for 75 degrees today. And the sunshine, well, we've got that. Yes, predicted, and it's here. As we take you back to Waconia, more exciting state baseball action. That's Kirby and Kurt Hemish.
Cy Funenstein, thank you very much as we head to the top of the seventh inning. And we get a score update from Chaskadet.
It is Avon is losing 5-1, I believe, in the sixth inning.
Who are they taking on?
Well, I just had it here. And
Watertown, I gave you a softball, and you swung and missed at it, Dad. Come on. You just talked about that Region 7. Watertown, Carver, Young America, all those teams have won thus far. As we welcome you back, first offering in there for a strike to Reed Funenstein. That's a tough region, though. Plato comes out of there, Waconia.
That it is. Region 7 has always fared well in the state tournament.
That's Funenstein, the one-strike pitch. Track left side. Betting at third base, up with it, spins his body around and makes a strong throw across the diamond to Resnick. Kurt, this betting family, they make these tough plays look pretty routine.
Well, that they do. That looked like it was going to be a single, and he goes over there and stretches himself out and picks that up, comes up and throws a strike over to first base, makes it look easy, like you said, but off the bat, I was sure that was going to be a single between short and third.
So, first man retired, Josh Lenko, to the plate. Looks at a first pitch strike from Ethan Upsall, starting his seventh inning of work. And Ethan, just what the doctor ordered. If you're Ada, huh, Kurt? He's coming right at him, keeping the ball down.
He's doing what they ask him to do.
Pitch taps foul by Lenko. Two strikes to count, I believe. Lux down to their final eight outs right here in the top of the seventh inning as this pitch is hit in the air. That'll drop for a single as Lenko, solid knock right there. His first hit of the day and first hit of the state tournament.
Does a nice job of taking that outside pitch and slapping it right over the second baseman's head for a single and see if the Brewers can't get something going here again.
Well, no one hit it harder than this guy today. Noah Grove into the batter's box, went off the top of the fence and straightaway left field. It must have been right where that kind of that divot is on the warning track, and that kind of that I don't know if the mud got kicked up onto the fence. That's about where that ball was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because it was right at that banner out there.
That bunting, yeah, absolutely. First pitch in there for a strike to Noah. Missed the home run by about 5-6 feet. And the one strike pitch, nice two seamer right there from Upsall. You know, he remembers that. Noah hit one off the fence. 0-2 the count. Grove doubled and came across the score. The only Lux run. Not much of a lead over at first base for Lenko as this pitch, that's smacked into right center, and it's back-to-back single for Luxembourg. Cut off in right center by Brayden Fetting, but first and second with one away.
He didn't hit it as far as he did the last time, but he hit it just as hard as he laced that single right over the second baseman.
Three-hit day for Noah Grove. Maybe looking for a new cap. I know he's going to need new pants, but he's going to need a new cap at least.
He thought his pants looked bad from his knee down to his spike, and he came into the batter's box, and now when he's standing on first base, we see how bad those pants are from his belt all the way down to the spike.
First and second with just one away, Sam Eiten into the batter's box as he looks at a first pitch strike from Ethan Upsall. Getting late early for Lux, but they got a threat brewing, pardon the pun. It's not runner at second base is Lenko at first base. Noah Grove, single, single. And the one-strike pitch, there's another single. That ball will drop. Lenko is being sent home by Knaus. Going first to third is Grove. He'll reach safely on the RBI single for Sam Eiten. The Brewer faithful rejoicing a little bit as it's now a 6-2 ball game.
For the first time today, we really get to hear that Brewer faithful. And as you can hear in the background, they're loud. They had a reason to, because that was three great hits. It was a great job of running, going from first to third on that one. Let's see if the Brewers can keep this going.
Trying to stay in here. 6-2 the score now. First and third, one away. Connor Clark to the plate.
Kitty Wells.
He singled and knocked in a run. There goes the runner, and Knight's going to steal second with ease. Not even a throw right there from the catcher, Sonny Resnick.
not being as enjoyable.
Why,
or seeing
by the
same
way,
success.
Just let him have second base. One.
Well, I don't know that I would have done it as easy as they did with a four-run lead. I mean, if you can go get an out there, you got to take it. But they didn't even think of throwing down.
Interesting note that it was earlier this week in country music
history. One strike pitch that's tapped on the ground for short. This will get a run across. Betting is going to go to third and safe at third.
Which is very
odd. Are they
going
to say out?
Actually, if you
what are they pointing at? Safe at third base.
Go back to the 1950s.
Tough play right there for Brett Bettinger. As he didn't really have a play to first. As the ball kind of took him towards third, his only shot was to go to third.
Country music.
And
it was actually to the point where that song was banned.
Fine piece of running there by the Brewers. With both runners going on contact on that one, like you said, the shortstop only had one play at that time because he didn't think he was going to be able to get the runner at first anymore. He kind of lobbed the ball over to the third baseman, and Titan did a nice job of sliding underneath that. It was kind of funny because the umpire pointed to the bait like he was maybe going to call him out, which he knew he definitely was safe, but he was pointing that he was there instead of pointing that he was out.
But she was going to go ahead and record one final
song. Grove came across to score the second Brewer run of the inning and third of the day, and now the tying runs in the batter's box for DJ Krohn. And again, stealing second is Connor Clark. Ada, who's played the game pretty sharply here today, Kirk, has given that 90 feet up, and it cost him earlier, and we'll see if it costs him again.
Exactly. They let Eichen go steal it easily that way, and now they let Clark go do it the same way. You got to take that out when you get a chance there.
As it is your child, your daughter, your
son. As Upsall's 1-0 offering, that's hit on the ground up the middle. This will get a run across. Betting field, he throws low, and it gets by the first baseman. Across will come Clark, and it's a 6-5 game now.
Leave
the Brewers not going down without a fight. We've seen airless baseball from Ada, but a costly air right there from the second baseman, Bo Fetting.
This is Jamie.
Well, you said it right there because they've been playing perfect baseball. All of a sudden, they decided not to throw out two base stealers and just give them second base, which ended up costing two runs. Then the second baseman goes and throws one by the first baseman. They got the tying run in scoring position here at second base with still only one out in the top of the seventh inning.
You get that top of the order up.
Speaking of money, here's some shocking data. If you're a marketer,
clutch up right here, and as the first offering, that's hit in the air to short center field. Out goes Betting. He's not going to get it.
That's right.
It's a tough read for Krohn. He will only advance to third base. And Harn jumps in a single, and it's now first and third.
Also,
go ahead, run on
first
base for Luxembourg.
Tying
run makes his way to third.
Well, Luke finally broke the ice for the top of the order there because the top four batters for the Brewers hadn't done anything all day. And all of a sudden, Luke goes and breaks one out. They got runners at first and third with only one out. We're getting a visit from the coach right here.
Grow your business, go to a four-run, seventh inning for Luxembourg. As this inning started with a ground out, but then they go single, single, RBI single. Fielder's choice, we were reaching for Connor Clark, and he got an RBI. And a big error by Krohn. Now the Harn single, first and third. Four runs in, two men on. As 6-5 our score, a game in which Ethan Upsall, Kurt, was absolutely in cruise control. He gave up that one run in the fifth inning, and realistically, he only faced four men in that fifth inning. He's been great all day, and now the seventh, it's just things haven't gone his way.
Well, they haven't, and they still don't even have anybody up in the bullpen, which is kind of surprising to see. And like you said, they only brought one drafty down here. They didn't have many reserves on their lineup card, but all of a sudden, you got the tying run at third base and winning a go-ahead run at first base, and still only one out here. You'd think you'd at least have some action in the seventh.
Now, this will be interesting if they just let Harn, the go-ahead run, have second base here, too.
Drink responsibly. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Absolutely have to send him.
Don't let the weekend go out without a bang. Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring wraps up your weekend with a Sunday Fun Day edition of their Music by the Lake concert series.
Pick over.
Second Fiddle takes the stage today at 1. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Live music plus tasty food and drink await you today at 1. As Second Fiddle takes the stage for another edition of Music by the Lake at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Upsall set, pick over again, and Harn back safely on a dive.
Hi,
this time.
This is Bobby with St. Cloud Subaru. We think your car should fit your lifestyle. Whether you're looking for something that can handle your rugged camping trips, comfortable enough to enjoy an afternoon drive, or spacious enough for all the back-to-school supplies, we have a vehicle for you at St. Cloud Subaru. Car buying should be simple. Shop online at stcloudsubaru.com
Bird,
or at our showroom. Start your adventure today at stclaudesubaru.com.
So they essentially do give up the bag.
But Luke did a nice job on that one because he realized he was going to be thrown out on that delayed steal that time coming down there. So he stops, and the shortstop quickly throws over to third base instead of making sure they were going to get one out there. And Krohn does a nice job of getting back into third, and then Luke goes and takes the base after that.
As a suicide squeeze, play at the plate, and Upsall couldn't get it. The squeeze was put down by Bruce. Upsall tried, just loving it and sending it right to the catcher Resnick, but he missed it, so everybody's safe, and we're tied at six.
Well, pitcher Upsall had plenty of time that time to field that ball and throw the ball to home plate and get him because it was bunted right back at him. But instead of gloving it and throwing the ball to home plate, he just tried doing it with his glove, like you said, Kirby. He ends up not coming up with it at all. And once again, they got runners at first and third, and still only one out.
Derek Orth to the plate. The RBI goes to Bruce. Ethan will be taking off right here. Upsall's probably going to throw over. He goes home with it as Fruth stays put. 6-6 our score. 5 in the 7th inning for Luxembourg. When he walked out, all singles. A couple of them infield singles. As Upsall said, he'll pick over and back safely is Fruth at first base. Upsall tried gloving it, doing a glove flip over to his catcher Resnick, and he just flat out missed it. Brewers have had first and third plenty here. As Upsall's offering, that is in there for a strike, and Truth just gets second base. I can't believe they're just giving up that bag.
Well, we were talking earlier about how many stolen bases one guy had for Ada. Well, I tell you one thing, Luxembourg's got to be right in there with stolen bases in an inning, this inning.
Yeah, Brett Fetting has 4 stolen bases on the day. Lux has 4 stolen bases this inning. Infield comes all the way in again. 2-0 pitch to Orth. He takes a strike right there. 6-6 our score. One away here in the 7th inning. 5 in the 7th for Luxembourg. They're looking to take the lead right now. Base knock might give them a 2-run lead. As Upsall's 2-strike pitch, or 2-1 pitch, how about, fouled up the first baseline,
the vinyl just
evening it up at 2-2.
The Bob Classic Vault.
The Brewers, who you could arguably say maybe sleptwalk through the first couple innings, all of a sudden are a base knock away from getting a 2-run lead in this game. Their ninth man to bat is Derek Orth here in the 7th. Upsall would love a punch out. His 2-2. That is above the belt, and it'll fill it up at 3-2.
We finally got some action down in the bullpen for Ada, as it looks like a draftee down there from Marble is warming up.
3-2 the count to Derek Orth. 0-3 on the day. The 3-2. Hit on the ground. Up the middle. Hard scores. Bruce coming around. He'll score without a throw. A 7-run 7th for Luxembourg gives them an 8-6 advantage.
Well, with the infield playing in, all Derek Orth had to do was hit it by the pitcher. And once he got it by the pitcher, there's no way the shortstop or second baseman were going to get it. As he laces it just past the pitcher, it goes into short center field for a big 2-run single to give the Brew Crew a 2-run lead.
8-6 in favor of Luxembourg. All those 3 bases Ada gave him, and they all came across to score. As Funnenstein, he led this inning off. He got the only out of the inning. He grounded out the third baseman, Blake Fetting. After that, his 8 teammates all reached, and 7 of them scored. 1 strike to count. As the left-hander Upsall, there goes Orth. Resnick's throw down to second. D.O. checks into second base with the 5th stolen base of the inning for Luxembourg.
Well, I'm not saying they would have thrown out every one of those guys that stole on that, but they definitely had a chance to throw out 1 or 2 of them, and they never took a chance. And now all of a sudden they get speedy Derek Orth out there, and he goes and steals it on his own with a throwdown.
Unreal. 1-1 the count. Lux by 2 here in the 7th inning. This pitch by Funnenstein, that's hammered, fouled on the right field line. ball off of a storage shed down in that right field corner.
He hit that thing about 310 feet to the opposite field.
Yeah, went a long way. Big Reed, who is now on the hook for a W in this game. He's got 9 outs to go yet. He's got plenty of wood to chop, but wow. As the two-strike pitch, Funnenstein snatches one into left. Orth will just check in at third as the ball was hit in front of him, so Derek had to wait to make sure it was through. Luck batting around, and with the single right there, 7 singles in the inning, and that's going to be it for Ethan Upsall. Kurt, it was a game in which Upsall had this, he was dominant, giving up the one run. It was, at that point, Lux had 3 hits. They come with 7 this inning, and there's still only one out.
Well, they only had 3 hits, and only one of them was a really shot, the one that was hit off the wall in left center. And to think that the way that the game changed here in the 7th inning, and giving up all those hits, giving up all those stolen bases, and they still got runners at first and third and still only one out. We've been saying that this whole inning.
So out of the dugout is going to come John DeBorg as he will check in. And that'll be the afternoon for the pitcher DH, Ethan Upsall. He'll still be in the, he'll still be in the batting order, but he will no longer be on the mound as a straight change as the Marble Mallard reliever and draftee John DeBorg will make his way to the mound. So, what a seventh it has been for Luxembourg. 7 in the 7th, and they got runners at the corners right now here in the 7th inning. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, come back after the warm-ups from DeBorg right here on KASM, Lux by 2.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game. Or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
We're at 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 74, and sunshine here in central Minnesota. Exciting game happening in Waconia. Yes, we take you back for more excitement. It's Kirby and Kurt.
Well, thanks, Si. Exciting game might be a bit of an overstatement. Sure was an exciting seventh inning thus far here in the seventh as Luxembourg charging back with 7 runs here in the seventh inning to take a 8-6 advantage. As the new pitcher now into the game, Kurtz.
John DeBorg from the Marble Mallards.
As DeBorg finishing his warm-up pitches. Luck still with runners at first and third here. As at third base, it's Derek Orth. He had that 2-RBI single. Reed Funnenstein. He's at first base. 7 singles this inning for Luck. 5 stolen bases. There was an error. The Brewers, who started this inning down 5, are currently up 2. They're still only 1 out.
There's
Josh Lenko
nothing
to
like
the plate.
The sound of a needle hitting the vinyl. Here's
through,
a bomb
3 times, pitcher Ethan Upsall was great. His 4th time through was not his time to go, as Funnenstein's just going to jog his way to second base without a throw, which we've seen this entire inning, that catcher Sonny Resnick and the Ada A's just giving up that base with ease. And all those guys have scored except Funnenstein now, the 6th stolen base of the inning for Luxembourg. Base hit here for Lenko. Could make it, he could double up the Lux lead as he swings through the offering from John DeBorg. 1-1 the count. Lux was being out hit 11-3 going into this inning. Now it's an 11-10 hit counter in favor of Ada. DeBorg would love a punch out right here. Is 1-1 to Lenko. That is missing inside. That was a 0-2 pitch. It's now 1-2. The stolen base pitch was a strike. 1-2 the count. The draftee from Marble. is 1-2. That's hit on the ground to first, and it's off the glove of the first baseman, Resnick. Across comes Orth. Funnenstein easily comes across, and it's now a 10-6 advantage for Luxembourg.
When the wheels fall off, the wheels fall off, and that's what happened to the A's there. It was a shot hit right at the first baseman that looked like he was going to easily field it. It goes off his glove, deflects shortly out there in the right field, allows Funnenstein to come all the way around from second base to score. And the Brewers looked like they were kind of out of this game going into this inning, but they put a 9 spot up there in the top of the 7th, Kirby.
Second error of the inning. Noah Grove into the batter's box. First offering to Noah. He swings through that one. A 9-run 7th inning. This is their 12th man to bat this inning. They hadn't sent any. The most they had sent was 4 to the plates in the previous 6 innings. DeBorg, long pause. His one strike offering is off the plate. Evens it up at 1-1. Never know what you're going to see at the ballpark. You can see a team win without getting a hit. You can see a team. What do we got here? Going to get a pinch runner?
Yep, going to get a pinch runner at first base, so maybe they can get another stolen base.
It'll be Brady Kenning out of the dugout. He's going to go run for Josh Lenko. Kenning gonna run for Josh Lenko. Oh yeah, that's Dave Gunderson.
Yep.
1-1 the count. 10-6 our score here in favor of Luxembourg in the 7th. They've sent 12 to the plate and there's still only one out. As John DeBorg picking over.
That's 11 the guys in a row reaching base because their first batter of the inning made the only out.
This pitch cut on and missed as DeBorg's got a little stank on the fastball. 1-2 the count. Sun's still shining here in Waconia. Shining brightly for the Brewers. As there goes the runner, the 1-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to left center field, coming over and making the catch in left. Is Sanders. He'll throw back to first base and back safely is the runner Brady Kenning. That's a long throw right there from the left fielder Sanders as Jonas Sanders making the catch to retire Noah Grove for out number 2.
He comes in and makes a nice catch on the play and Brady Kenning had that base stolen on that there and made it all the way beyond second base and had to retrieve all the way back to first base after the left fielder caught that fly ball.
So 2 away. It'll be Sam Eiten to the plate.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much.
As DeBorg trying to put a pin in this nightmare of a 7th inning for Ada. Lux will be talking about the 7th on the second Sunday for a century. As that pitch in there for a strike. Eiten had an RBI single and a stolen base and a run scored earlier here in the 7th. He's 1-3. Runner at first base is Brady Kenning. DeBorg picking over, diving back safely is Kenning.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
0-1 is the count.
It helps me unwind.
The right-hander set. There goes Kenning. This pitch is popped up, foul, and that'll twist out of play. Right in a hole at 0-2. Sam is the 4th Brewer that will have 2 at-bats this inning. Funnenstein, Lenko, Grove, and Height each coming across, each coming up, excuse me, for the 2nd time. That's what happens when you put 9 runs up. The runner's up from Region 15C. We were worried that they hadn't shown up. Boy, did they show up here in the 7th. As the 0-2 pitch, that misses inside, and that'll get past the catcher. Sonny Resnick and Kenning will advance to second base on the wild
weekend.
Pitch.
But he left us with so many dang good songs that we're going to hold dear right here in the Bob Classic Vault. And maybe
so another free base allowed by Ada
as well. It's going to do it for the Bob Classic Vault this week.
1-2 the count right now as Eiten Trying to clutch up right
in
here.
Bobtown once
10-6
again.
10-6 our score in favor of Luxembourg.
Route 65 sales and classic
the right-hander, a couple checks towards second base.
The Bice Swingers broadcast
come home.
Center.
That pitch hit on the ground the right side. That's going to twist through. Canales giving the green light to Kenick. He'll score without a throw, and it's a 10-run seventh inning for Luxembourg.
I know he is fully stocked and ready to go.
They're having an inning that most teams hope they have in a game. As Ayton does a nice job of lacing that single to right field, he ends up in driving the runner from second base without even a throw to the plate. And they put 10 runs up here on the board in the top of the seventh inning.
Two RBIs on the inning for Sam Ayton.
In Bobtown. We're going to give you a free can koozie just for stopping by because, you know, why
not? Scored 10, so the
thanks
seventh inning on the score
resources
column
for staff and all that stuff
has a zero on there.
Four more hours
can't
now.
Can't fit the one as the first offering.
From the fair
missing for a ball. Ayton steals second
live
base.
Music with the homegrown show and depth.
Well, if they
Jeff
didn't have the stolen base
up,
record in the inning before Ayton just stole that one, I'll guarantee you they got to have it by now.
Seven stolen bases this inning.
Homegrown music from Jeff Dayton.
You can think, well, why weren't they stealing earlier? They didn't have anyone on. They had a
single in the
second. Second inning for Grove, a double for
well.
Grove in the fifth inning.
At 5 o'clock.
Other than that, they didn't
listen
have anyone on base.
Country,
just
Bob
been popped
FM
up fouling out of play by Connor
anywhere,
Clark.
Online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt.
They only had
go to
three hits going into this the sixth inning.
Free, quick estimate.
Don't miss the 14th annual Pine City Championship Rodeo Labor Day weekend. And new this year, three
one
performances.
And one count.
It's now Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 3rd through the 5th at 6
ready.
P.m. each night. Enjoy live music following the rodeo
is 1-1.
Foot lettering.
That is in
join
there
in the fun
strike.
With the mechanical ball,
our count
button busting,
one and
wild
two.
Cow milking, and much more. Tickets are just $15 in advance, 17 day of show. Ticket locations and more info at pinecityrodeo.com. It's Friday, Saturday,
if you
Sunday,
missed,
Labor
if you
Day
say,
weekend,
instance,
the Pine
the
City
channel,
Championship
came back,
Rodeo. See you there.
Like a certain
hey,
Colt
get
Rocky
it.
Third
you don't
baseman. Yeah, it is a different ball game
now. Right
now.
So as
the 11-6 score, and that pitch clipping the corner, Clark's out on strikes for out number three, and that does it for Lux in the seventh.
And
what
you made
a
it cool
seventh
again.
It was.
You have a wealth of
this
knowledge,
were 10 runs
and you are so very clever.
10 hits.
I bet you already
there
knew
were
I was going to say that, you genius.
Ada airs and one
there.
Runner
don't you
left
feel
on base.
You'll also
one,
feel better when
two,
you hear
three,
you can save
four,
big when you switch
five,
to Progressive.
Six, seven,
but I'm pretty
eight.
Sure you
ooh,
already
I only
knew
got
that
eight
too.
Hits, excuse me.
Progressive Casualty
10 runs on
affiliate.
Eight hits.
Summertime
two airs,
from
one
Paul
left.
Christian and Dexter.
Stretch time.
Total wine and more.
Could use a stretch. We're on to the bottom of the seventh inning. 11-6 our scoreboard now says in favor of Luxembourg. Bottom of the seventh coming up.
And nothing
in
beats
one
a barbecue chardonnay
on
with grilled corn on the cob.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me. Wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpeers.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And
this. The Hayloft Barn Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Barn Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Barn Grill.
It's Neil Freeman.
Make your farm dreams
a Minnesota
with the lending
we
team
are
at Freeport
AM
State Bank. When you are looking for an
KDDG
egg lender, don't be content with someone who does not understand egg. The lenders at Freeport State Bank have diverse
night.
Egg backgrounds and more than 70 years of experience. Whatever your next farm project is, choose one of their lenders to assist you.
Yes,
Freeport
indeed.
State
seventh
Bank.
Inning stretch. 1 o'clock here in central Minnesota.
Freeport, New
we're
Munich,
at 75 degrees. More exciting
FDIC
baseball action coming your way from Waconia. Waconia, it's Kirby and Kirk.
And we will get through this together.
Well, thanks, Si.
The vaccines are tested
we
effective
welcome you back
and
to
needed.
Waconia
welcome to the
after
clinic.
The stretch. And
get your COVID-19
now,
vaccine.
Kirk, but
so we can do this.
9 outs away from advancing to the final weekend in their team's history.
And
well, we were
this.
Talking earlier about how the Brewers down to their last 9 outs.
And
well, after you go
this.
Put up a 10 spot in the top of the 10th inning,
together
the A's are down
again.
To their final 9 outs.
Resnick fouls one away,
together.
And now he looks
this
at a ball.
Sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust.
One and one, the count.
Association in the station.
To Riley Resnick. As Funnenstein ready, he rocks and fires his 1-1, cut on and missed. Reed came on in relief of JT Harn in the third inning. Got the last two outs in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. He did give up the one run in the last inning in the sixth inning. Dorito's been good out of the pen. is 1-2. That missing away. Oh, no, it's in there for a strike. And the big out number one. Delayed call from Dave Gunderson. And down looking goes Riley Resnick for out number one.
Well, we've seen that a couple times today with a little bit of a delayed call, and that one was a little more delayed than usual, but he gave Reed the big punch out there for the first out of the seventh inning.
So one away, that'll bring Jonas Sanders to the plate. Jonas in that eighth spot. He's 0 for 2 on the day as he looks at a first pitch ball. 10-run top of the seventh inning for Luxembourg, most of which coming with one out. All those guys in a row reaching. Blanco single, Grove single, Eiten single, Clark reached on a fielder's choice, Krohn reached on an air, Harn single, Bruce single, Orth single, Funnenstein single, Blanco reached on an air, and then there was a flyout and a RBI single by Eiten again. Sam had two RBI singles in that inning as the 1-1 pitch missing. Now 2-1. Right-hander Funnenstein back. His 2-1 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Even it up at 2-2. 5-run Luxembourg lead. Here into the 1 o'clock hour. As the 2-2 pitch, that's cut on and missed. Funnenstein with back-to-back strikeouts. His fourth and fifth. He starts the seventh inning, and just what you'd want after a 10th spot, you get two punch-outs.
Well, for the first time in the ballgame, he gets the pitch with a lead as he comes into this ballgame with a 5-run deficit. Keeps Luxembourg in the game. They come up with that big 10 spot in the top of the seventh, and he comes out firing bullets in the bottom of the seventh.
As the first offering to the eight hitter, Bo Fetting, that's in there for a strike. If you're west of Richmond picking pickles, I'd say, being it's already after 1 o'clock and we're early in the seventh inning, I don't think your game's going to start at 7 o'clock tonight, as that pitch cut on and missed. 0-1 the count.
Well, if you thought he didn't have enough time, being he was only half done at that time, this is going to give him enough time to get them all picked.
0-2 the count to Bo Fetting, who is 1-for-3 on the day. He does have two strikeouts, both of which looking. Funnenstein ready, and time called at home plate. Betting asked for time. Dave Gunderson will give him time. 0-2 the count. The right-hander ready. His 0-2. In there, strike three. He's out looking for the third time today, and Funnenstein with a snapper bone down inning to keep that 5-run Brewer lead at 11-6 for Ada in the seventh. They go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. To the eighth we go. Coming up in 1 minute right here on KESM.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Haynesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're coming up on 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. 75 degrees here in central Minnesota. Beautiful day in Chasmland. More exciting baseball action coming your way. Kirby, we're going to pass the torch. Angela's here to take you the rest of the way. The closer is here. Hold that lead.
Angela Mariano Rivera Bergen back at the Chasm Studios. As far as baseball terms go, Kurt, that was a quality start for Cy Funnenstein, to say the least.
Well, that it was, and a great inning.
Bring DJ Krohn to the plate here in the eighth inning. Krohn, Harn, Fruth. They'll get their first viewing of the reliever, John DeBorg, who DeBorg drops in a strike to Krohn. DJ reached on that air by the second baseman, Bo Fetting. Cole had to hustle on a little chopper up in the gut that DJ hit. Betting threw it away. Two runs came across the score. The one-strike pitch is waved at by Crone. DJ in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Brewers looking to tack on to their five-run lead. Not see myself saying that today after the way this one started. That's why they play nine as the 0-2 pitch. Missing inside. Move our count to 1-2. One and two the count. As the right-hander set is 1-2. That is lifted foul. Count will stay put at 1-2. One and two as Crone, Harn, Fruit. 9-1-2 for Lux here. John DeBorg. I thought their team was going to disband or something like that.
I thought they actually did.
1-2 pitch. That's missing high. Now 2-2.
To think that the Brew Crew went into the seventh down 5 and came out up 5.
5-5, yeah, that is 10. That's what a 10-run inning will do. As this pitch missing high. Got two quick strikes on Crone. He's now missed 3 times. What was it, 11 straight reach base? From Funnenstein to Grove. As DeBorg fills it up, his payoff pitch, high ball 4, leadoff man on for Luxembourg here in the 8th inning.
Well, you said as he quickly got ahead of him, 0-2, but then he tried throwing that fastball by him too many times, and he's kind of overthrown, and he wasn't nowhere near the strike zone, and DJ does a nice job of laying off them.
So the lineup flips over for Luke Harn. Luke singled, stole, and scored, like so many Brewers did in that 7th inning. And the first offering to Harn, that's missing 4 a ball.
We've seen Ada Buntman when they had a 4-run lead back in the 6th inning. Let's see what the Brewers are going to do here with a 5-run lead.
As this pitch is laced off the glove of DeBorg. He ricochets it to second, and now that throw gets away. Robinson's have thrown it for both betting, so it'll be an infield single, I'll say, Kurt, for Harn. And then an error on the second baseman that's going to allow DJ Crone to advance all the way to third base.
It was a laser hit up the middle, deflected by the pitcher, just enough to go to the left of the second baseman. By the time he went over and fielded it, he should have just ate it. He quickly tries to throw it to first base. He ends up throwing it by the first baseman. And no surprise for the Brewers the last two innings. Runners at the corners.
So when's Luke going to steal? Right away, or are they going to wait a pitch? As DeBorg set, it's right away. That pitch missing down. And it actually squirts away from the catcher, Sonny Resnick, so no throw. As Harn picks up his second stolen base of the day. Second in as many innings. Giving Luxembourg 8 stolen bases on the day. Total Country Bob FM. As the infield comes in. The batter is Ethan Fruth with nobody out here in the 8th inning. What's going on in your world? Should be 1-1. Yeah, 1-1 the count here to Ethan Fruth. RBI single, stolen base, run scored in the 7th. I think I heard a final. Did that game go final? Did you hear that over in Chaska?
I didn't hear that it was final, but I did hear that they gave the same score, so...
Pitch fouled away by Fruth. Running the count to 1-2. Fruth to be followed by Orth and Funnenstein. Infield in for Ada. What a shell shock they must be in right now. That 10-run swing. As the 1-2 pitch to Fruth, hit on the ground towards short. Fenning will field. He looks the runner back at third base. Good base running by Crone, staying put right there. Fenning makes the play to retire Fruth 6-3 for out number one.
Well, just like we've seen many times in the 7th inning, how a ball was hit to an infielder there, but this time it was fielded cleanly by the infielder. They could check the runners, keep them at their positions, and throw out the batter at first base. In the 7th inning, when they had a few chances to do that, they couldn't do that, and the Brewers capitalized on it.
Derek Orth had a 2-RBI single his last time up. Same situation, Kurt. He had the infield drawn in. Luke Harn was on second base. And that little cheat code when you bring the infield in and you're on second, look at the lead you get as a runner at second base. Base knock, you better score. You're halfway to third already. As DeBorg set his 1-0 pitch to Dio. Missing. No, it's in there. Well, now it was missing. Gundy playing tricks on me. As that pitch missing for a ball. Now 2-0. Very wide outside. Kind of stubborn on the inside part of the plate. Strike zone thus far today. As the 2-0 pitch to Orth, that's up the middle for another 2-RBI single. Orth comes through again. Harn scores without a throw. It's 13-6 Luxembourg.
Well, it's one of those games you better never say never die, because if you would have thought that the Brewers would have been up by 7 at this time when they went into the 7th inning, down by 5, and they got their hitting shoes on, they got their running shoes on with their stolen bases, and they just kept it going, and they still only got one out with a runner at first base.
4 RBIs on the day for Derek Orth. D.O. might be stealing a hat. He's had a great game. Eitan's got a couple knocks and a couple RBIs. Grove's got 3 hits. You're going to have quite the decision to make after the game, Curtis.
Those are good problems to have.
They are. Reed Funnenstein into the batter's box. As there goes Orth, building his resume with another Luxembourg stolen base.
They don't only have 9 in the game, they have 9 in 2 innings.
Somewhere, Maury Wills and Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock are smiling at the efforts right here. Just keep running. Orth in at second.
George Strait on Total Country.
Never enough for Lux. Why wouldn't you? You're up by a touchdown.
Jeff Jones here, and we have
tried tacking on.
She'd be okay
and
with us.
The 1-0 pitch to Funnenstein. That's missing low for a ball.
With her country
2-0 here. I know they got the base open
straight. Trisha Yearwood tonight.
But if DeBorg comes in with something here trying to get it over,
he's
going to get it over the fence.
All throughout Saturday.
Saw him put a good swing on last inning. A foul ball. DeBorg set. Is 2-0. Climbing the ladder, and Funnenstein starting his hands, but laying off as that pitch was high.
If that would have been belt high like Luke or Reed likes him there, which he thought he was going to get at the time, but the ball just kept rising.
3-0 the count to the big Lux right-handed hitter. DeBorg said his 3-0, that's in there for a strike, now 3-1. Through 6 innings, Harn, Fruth, and Orth were the only Brewers to have their third at-bat. As DeBorg's 3-1, that is fouled at home plate, fills it up at 3-2. The 7th, all Brewers have 2 at-bats. Funnenstein, between the 7th and 8th, Funnenstein has 3 from the 7th and 8th inning. You know, through 6, they only had 3 guys have their third at-bat. The last 2 innings, everyone has 2. This guy has 3. DeBorg set his payoff pitch to Funnenstein. That is skied into short center field. The Fetting family calling for it. The shortstop, Brett Fetting, will make the catch for a big out number 2.
Well, it was one of those that Reed just got under there because he was hungry. We've seen him take a few great hacks of that at bat, and he just got under that one for a high pop up to the shortstop.
So 2 away, that'll bring Josh Lenko to the plate. As the first offering to Lenko, chopped up the third base line. That ball will twist foul. As it'll be 1 strike. Lenko's had, he reached on an error by the first baseman, scored 2 runs in the 7th inning. Everyone scored a run, he scored 2 in that 7th.
He's the one that got it all started with 1-0, with a big single.
As this pitch popped up foul and out of play. Count moves to 0-2.
He was the start and the end of the 10 consecutive hitters that reached base for the Brewers in the 7th.
0-2 the count. as the pitcher DeBoer set. His 0-2 pitch, fouled at home plate, will do the 0-2 over again. Never again, again. Once more, I'll let you rest. 0-2 the count. Blanco to be followed by Noah Grove for Luxembourg here in the eighth inning. Right-hander set, his 0-2 pitch, cue shot up the first base line, fielded by Resnick. He will walk it to first to retire Lenko. Three unassisted for the third out. That does it for Lux in the eighth. Two more, though. They score two runs on two hits. Stole another two bases. There was one error for the Ada Athletics and a runner left on base. After 7.5, 13-6 our score. Lux by a touchdown onto the bottom of the eighth inning, coming up in a minute right here on KESM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.